وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the human rights in the Holy Quran. We begin with the right of life, continued with the right of freedom. And for several episodes, we touched different types and different aspects of right of freedom. And now it's time to start another type of rights of human beings, which is the right of ownership. The right of ownership, also it's a familiar right in modern world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recognized the right of ownership 14 centuries ago, exactly at the time in which many other schools of thought did not recognize the right of ownership, at least for some classes of the society. For example, in some societies, women did not have this right to own anything and to possess anything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time recognized all of these rights for ownership. Since He says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ When interacting with each other, do not violate the ownership of others. So if you want to have a trade, have a business, you do not have this right to suppress the ownership of the other side. Yes, through a accepted trade, an accepted purchase, you are able to change the owners of different goods. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَن تَرَاضٍ If you have this agreement, and if you agreed to buy something and sell something, that is okay. But there is no right for you to, without any agreement from both sides, to take other people's wealth. Even the people who are not adult, or in Islamic legal system, they haven't come to the age of being adult, which is called bulugh. Even those kids, they have right of ownership. Although they are kids, they own. Yes, within their usage of their property, there are some limitations, but it does not mean that they do not own. No, they own, but there are some limitations and there are some laws about that. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you are dealing with some orphans, there is no right for you to do whatever you wish with their wealth and with their property. أَعْتُوا الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ Give them their wealth. لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ Do not use without their benefits, without their permission. And there are some other points about the right of ownership I will share with you after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear audience, to the For Humanity program. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you from IRIB English Radio about the right of ownership in the Holy Book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognized the right of ownership even for kids, even for orphans. As you know, in previous and the old age, in some tribes, in some societies, they used to use unlimitedly the wealth and property of the orphans, since they did not have any guardians. Some people felt free to use their property in any way they wish. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you do not have such right. And then he says that when they come to the age of wisdom, you have to return their wealth and property. فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. You were responsible, you were their guardians, it doesn't matter. But first of all, as long as you were their guardian and you were looking after their wealth, you were not so free to use their wealth. Rather, you could use them as long as it was in their favor, in their benefits. And also, now that they have come to a specific age of wisdom, it is your duty to return their property. فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا. If you have seen that they are wise enough to deal with their own property, فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. You have to return them back. In an age that the right of property and ownership of women was not recognized, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ. There is no difference between men and women in having and possessing property and owning property and wealth. And we have many wealthy, rich women throughout the history of Islam, owning even sometimes more than the businessman. Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, he was one of the richest ladies, even one of the richest people in that spot and that land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only recognized, but also admired her because of helping the Islamic discourse with her own wealth and property. Of course, all these rights that I am talking about them are going to be recognized within the scope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assignments, as we repeatedly mentioned, that these rights are the rights among the human beings themselves, not for human being against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is above the rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will is above the laws and above the rights. So that's why we see that although I own my property, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns me to help charity, to give to the charity, to give zakat, to spend zakat, or to give khums, or from other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids me to own through usury. So I am free, but there is no absolute freedom in ownership to seek whatever way for ownership. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this right to limit my ownership in any way. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala Ali.